Welcome, everybody, to Eagle 360 from the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro, joined now by Glenn Macnell, who will be on the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Of course, Glenn, a star on WIP and throughout the Philadelphia area. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, brother. Nice to see you.
I'm going
to
tell you everything that's good about the Eagles, and Glenn is coming with his own brand of Philadelphia, which is pretty optimistic right now.
I've got to tell you, right now, heading into things, I'm very optimistic about this team. I think most people in town are. And justifiably.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about that. We've got the 53-man roster to talk about. We've got a first look at the Atlanta Falcons, of course, the opponent on Monday Night Football. And we just want to find out just what the season's going to set up like. Now, the Eagles, no practice on Tuesday. They report to the NovaCare Complex for practice on Wednesday. The depth chart and the injury report, all that stuff comes later in the week when the fans really dig into this game. The NFL season is here, and we are thrilled to have you and you with us, Glenn. So you ready to go?
I'm looking forward to it. What do we got?
Now let's go. We'll start with this. We're going to go out to the practice field now. Alex Smith will give us the Eagles 360 update on this beautiful day in South Philadelphia.
Hi, Eagles fans. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. It is a great week to be an Eagles fan as the team gets set for their Monday night opener against the Atlanta Falcons. And we have a jam-packed week of coverage coming your way right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Head coach Chip Kelly will speak every day before practice, that's Wednesday through Friday, out back in the media tent here at the NovaCare Complex. On Wednesday, we will also hear from Sam Bradford as he prepares for his first regular season game in an Eagles uniform, as well as from linebacker D'Amico Ryans as he makes his return to the field following an Achilles injury. On Thursday, we will hear from Malcolm Jenkins and DeMarco Murray as they get set for the regular season opener as well. So again, a jam-packed week of coverage here, and we will bring it to you live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com throughout the week.
Thanks so much, Alex. Glenn, obviously everything, we're going to talk about this not only today and tomorrow, but for the entire season, how the quarterback position has changed so much. Your thoughts when the Eagles acquired Sam Bradford and how you feel about him now?
Well, they've changed radically, to be honest with you. When the Eagles got Sam Bradford, my concern was, wait a second, they're giving Nick Foles and a second-round pick? Something doesn't sound quite right. This is a guy who'd spent the last 2 years injured, and I thought, I don't know that a guy's going to come back from that. I'll tell you, Dave, what you've seen in training camp, what you saw during the two preseason games or where he played, you got to be thoroughly impressed. If he stays healthy, and that's always the issue, Sam Bradford can have a monster year for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, the scheme is in place. He certainly got all the skills that Chip Kelly is looking for. And we will dig deep into Sam Bradford through the course of this week. He will meet the media just a little bit later on. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to dig into the 360 portion of the Eagles roster. 53 players. How do they go from 90 to 75 to 53? And let's talk a little bit about the three quarterbacks on the roster. All of that, a whole lot more. When we get back on Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
However you do sports, however you do fun, however you do summer, do it at Sports Authority. Shop thousands of great deals this summer. Sports Authority.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
Get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
I-SEPTA-Philly.
I-SEPTA-Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I-SEPTA-Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street Line.
To my Parkway.
Margaret Frankford Line.
All night.
Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow. We're talking 53 players on this 2015 roster. And we're going to begin, Glenn, at the quarterback position. Obviously, Sam Bradford, we touched on him just a bit the last segment. How do you see that picture? With three quarterbacks, somebody we have no idea about in Stephen Morris.
Yeah, and, you know, with the third quarterback, it got so much attention during the preseason when it was somebody else. But now that it's Stephen Morris, what it comes down to is what it always comes down to. You hope you never hear of the third-string quarterback again. You hope he never has to play, because if he does, and nothing against him, you're probably in some trouble.
Your thoughts on Mark Sanchez last year, 4-4 as a starter in place of Nick Foles. Eagles think Mark Sanchez, the best backup quarterback in the league. Your thoughts?
He may be. There's not a lot of great backup quarterbacks in the league. I think Mark Sanchez is a guy who, if Bradford goes down for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, he'll get you through. You'll win a couple of games. If it comes to the playoffs in December, I think they really are going to need Sam Bradford in there.
And the running back situation is one that is enviable in this situation. The Eagles have three great ones. Potentially a fourth in Kenyon Barner, who can contribute as well. But DeMarco Murray, the big free agent signing. Ryan Matthews, not too far behind. Both of those players play sparingly and very well in the preseason. Darren Sproles, more of a receiver in this offense in the preseason than a running back. But Glenn, with those three backs, and we have all come to learn and embrace that Chip Kelly is a run-first coach.
Love it.
That these guys, how do you see the distribution percentage-wise?
Well, I love it. And, you know, the big concern when they got DeMarco Murray is that he had 497 touches for Dallas last year. That's going to be too much. Guys aren't going to be able to play a year after that. And I think what Chip did really wisely was he brought in Matthews along with DeMarco Murray. You already have Sproles here. So you have three guys all with different skills. If DeMarco Murray gets, I'll say, 250-275 carries, if Matthews gets 175-200, Darren Sproles gets 40-50 but catches a lot of passes, it's going to be a pretty unstoppable trio.
Yeah, of course, the offensive line plays a big part in that. And we know you've got fantasy questions. We're going to get into that a little bit later in the show. A position that I like, a group that I really feel good about, that maybe not a lot of people embrace like I do, is the wide receiver position. No Pro Bowler here. Jeremy Maclin gone to Kansas City. But I'll take Jordan Matthews and the development that I've seen from year one to year two. I think he's been tremendous, likely in the slot most of the season. The Eagles with a bunch of other receivers who are fairly interchangeable. Josh Huff, the Eagles expect a lot of growth from him. Miles Austin, a little bit more gas in the tank. First-round pick Nelson Agholor and veteran Riley Cooper here. Glenn, that's five receivers. You kind of, to use a hockey analogy, see them coming over the boards to really exhaust defenses.
Yeah, I do. I have a little bit of concern that there's not that deep threat. There's not that burner on this team, because there's really not. But maybe that's just not Chip's game. To me, Matthews is good for 80 catches, 1,000 yards this year. Nelson Agholor, the rookie, I guess he's the closest you have to a deep threat. 60 catches, 800 yards. And, yeah, you can just kind of filter those other guys in and out. If, again, man, I just keep saying this, if everybody stays healthy, and Chip can just go to the bench, go bring in this guy, bring in that guy. You know, he said he didn't have enough of that last year. If he's able to do that, I think this offense is going to be unstoppable.
All right, the offensive line, we know there are questions at guard with Alan Barber and Andrew Gardner. The other three positions set, depth, a question mark. We agree there?
Yeah, that's a bit of a concern.
It's pretty easy, right?
Biggest offensive concern is the guards and the depth.
Yeah, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. The secondary. What do you do in the secondary now? The Eagles with Nolan Carroll at one side and Byron Maxwell on the other side of the cornerback positions. Who's your nickel back? Eric Rowe, the second-round draft pick from Utah, really struggling in the preseason. So there's a wonder, will he be in that role in the nickel in the regular season? Will the Eagles bring in E.J. Biggers? Will they move a safety into that position? Walter Thurman at one safety position, and also Malcolm Jenkins. Questions about the depth there. Glenn, let's start in the secondary. And the idea that the Eagles have overhauled, want to play a lot of press coverage, do they have the men to do it?
Well, they have some of the men to do it. I think Byron Maxwell is going to be a whole lot better than I say Byron Maxwell is going to be more Troy Vincent than he's going to be Nnamdi Asamoah. If you want to go back to free agent corners they've signed, and that's good. But you do have that concern with the nickel cornerback. I don't think Eric Rowe gave you anything during the preseason to make you think he's ready. Look, he's a quality guy, but that might be down the road. They are going to have that answer because you play Julio Jones the first week, you play Dez Bryant the second week. There's a lot of really good wide receivers in this on the schedule coming up.
Yeah, and then the linebacker position is also getting a lot of attention in the offseason. The Eagles trading a running back. Name again? LeSean McCoy.
You divorced yourself from him that fast.
It happens that quickly here.
Yeah,
LeSean McCoy goes to Buffalo. Kiko Alonso comes to Philadelphia. And we saw one series in the preseason of Kiko Alonso, a player the Eagles think could be a three-down linebacker inside. How it works out with Alonso and Michael Kendricks and D'Amico Ryans, stay tuned for that. Sounds like the Eagles want to rotate all three of those players into those two inside positions. And then outside of them, Connor Barwin, Brandon Graham becomes a starter. Again, another question about
more depth. Yeah.
More depth. But as frontline guys, Glenn, I like that group.
I like that group, too. And I will tell you that I think that Kiko Alonso can be a folk hero in this town. He really is the kind of player that people here will be drawn to. He is going to make plays behind the line of scrimmage. I think he's going to create turnovers. He's got a lot of excitement, a lot of juice. Hey, he played in Buffalo a couple of years ago. As a rookie, had something like 140 tackles. Man, I'll say it again, Dave. He stays on the field. Kiko Alonso is going to become a fan favorite and a monster force on this team.
The legend of Kiko Alonso was huge in Buffalo two years ago. We want to see it grow in Philadelphia as well. Now, up front, the Eagles, underrated, fairly unheralded, in some quarters unknown, but it is a really talented group led by Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, Cedric Thornton, and some players who you don't know a whole lot about behind them. Brandon Bear comes in, Bo Allen, Vinny Curry. It's a group of hardworking, run-stopping, two-gapping defensive linemen, and they are physical, they are violent, they are nasty. And Glenn, they are really good, and I want to see the matchup on Monday night, the Eagles against them. Atlanta offensive line that continues to try to find the pieces. Oh,
it's a terrible offensive line that Atlanta has, and they really cannot protect Matt Ryan. I think that this front three, and you talked about Fletcher Cox last year, really should have made the Pro Bowl. We all agree on that. I think this year Logan and Sed Thornton are going to get a lot of publicity, a lot of attention, and emerge as stars. And that's a front three that, you know what, they're going to deserve a nickname by the end of the year.
I like it. Well, we'll work on that. This is day one, so we've got a long way to go before we get to the nickname stage. But we'll see. Eagles defense in good hands. The offense, we think, can be prolific. Special teams first in the league last year, and they added some pieces to be even better in 2015. So that's a good-looking team. And the caveat here is if they stay healthy. If they stay healthy, both Glenn and I believe, and I know you do too, that the Eagles can maybe win this NFC East and have a nice deep run in the playoffs. But that's all down the road. We got Atlanta to worry about. And when we return to inside, or when we return to Eagles 360 here, we're going to talk about the Falcons. We're going to go inside the Atlanta Falcons, our first look at the opening game of this 2015 Eagles season.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Travel with Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz. Go to applevacations.com/Eagles for more information. Welcome back to Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. Time to take a look at the Eagles' opponent on Monday night, the Atlanta Falcons, who once upon a time, not too long ago, pretty much ruled the NFC South.
They did. And listen, I don't think this is a particularly good team right now, the Atlanta Falcons. They got a new coach in Dan Quinn. They got a new offensive coordinator in Kyle Shanahan. Say what you want about him. He comes over from Cleveland. And they have a very good offense led by a sturdy quarterback in Matt Ryan, but a terrible defense. So, yeah. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of points scored this one.
Let's talk a little bit about Matt Ryan. Of course, the local kid made it big in Atlanta, and he goes against Sam Bradford. We'll take a look at some of the career numbers of Ryan and Bradford. Now, of course, Bradford's had the injuries. Ryan with the opportunity to play with two great receivers, Glenn. Now, Roddy White kind of on the downhill of his career.
And a little bit hurt right
Julio
now.
Julio Jones is the real deal and will be a great test for the Eagles defense.
Julio Jones caught 100-something passes last year for 1,500 yards. He is a dangerous receiver. You remember, they traded so much a couple of years ago to get him with the 6th overall pick of the draft, and it really has panned out for him, for them. He is a breakaway receiver, and he is going to be a huge test. This is why the Eagles made all the moves in the offseason to get Byron Maxwell to draft a cornerback in the second round, and they're going to be tested right from the beginning.
Running game. Listen, Eagles, this is what the offense is built around. DeMarco Murray is the featured piece, by no means the only piece. What a season he had last year with the Dallas Cowboys. 1,845 yards, 13 touchdowns, all those touches, 57 catches, Glenn. What do you expect from Murray just in terms of touches per game and just kind of production per game?
Okay. The great news is that he doesn't have to be that guy he was in Dallas, and it's not going to help the Eagles for him to try to be that guy. So to me, if he gets, say, 18 to 20 carries a game, maybe even a little less, 15 to 18 carries a game, he'll catch a pass or two, but that's not what he's there for. That's why you have Sproles. That's why you have Matthews, other guys to do it. You can, as we said, mix and match these running backs to have 400-plus carries a year, 500 carries a year total from this group. They're going to lead the league in rushing this year, Dave.
And certainly when you put that together, the Eagles hope to keep Sam Bradford upright by not exposing him to 45 passes a game.
Yes, that wheel route to Darren Sproles. Keep doing that, and you'll keep the offense moving.
And I look for a big improvement in the Eagles in the red zone, 23rd in the NFL in touchdown efficiency a year ago. Should be better with Murray and Matthews there. Now, leading receiver for the Eagles, of course, Jordan Matthews, second-year player, has shown a lot of improvement. Mm-hmm. Will come out of the slot in that big body, Glenn. It's a huge matchup problem for defenses.
It is a huge matchup problem for defenses, and he can get lost there in the middle, and he's got size, which you really want in a guy like that. So I like him. I think that Nelson Aguilar is going maybe off to a slow start. He's a rookie, you know. Rookie wide receivers do more than they used to. But by midseason, when they finally figure him out, when he gets some kind of timing down with his quarterback, it's going to be great. Can I mention the tight end here?
Yeah, please do.
Because we don't know if Zach Ertz, when he's going to play, and so on. But I will tell you, as this season goes on, Zach Ertz has, I think, the capability this year to catch, what, 5, 6, 7 passes a week.
It's just spread the ball around. The numbers, we're going to get into fantasy football here in just a moment, but the numbers to me, almost irrelevant in this offense. Chip wants to spread it around and just keep creating the right matchups and going to those open reads. And it's kind of, if you understand it, Bradford, his job is to see the favorable matchup, get the football out quickly to that matchup, whether it's Sproles on the wheel route, whether it's Jordan Matthews in the slot, whether it's Zach Ertz down the seam. There's going to be options for the quarterback.
You know, the whole emphasis of the offseason, and I know the Eagles actually, in terms of raw numbers, made fewer changes in personnel than they had the past 2 years, and that'll surprise people. But there was such an emphasis on getting good skill position players this offseason. And, you know, you heard Chip's quote in the preseason when he said last year there were times during the game I said, who's in there? Oh, we can't do this. He's never going to have that problem this year as long as these guys stick around.
Yeah, and the defense, guys, look, the Eagles overhauled in the secondary. The Falcons still trying to find their way. Now, they want to play the Seattle Seahawks kind of defense. They want to play that man press with their new head coach. They are still trying to build the personnel. They've lost their best outside cover linebacker, Brooks Reed. He'll miss this game with an injury. I just see a really tough matchup problem for the Falcons on Monday night. I don't know how they stay with the Eagles' tempo, with the Eagles' speed, and with the Eagles' personnel. I think the Eagles have a chance to score big-time points.
I think they will. Look, Dan Quinn is a terrific defensive coach. He was the coordinator of the Seattle Seahawks. That's a great defense. That said, he hasn't had time to get the personnel he wants to get on this team yet, so it's going to be a process. Eagles are going to score somewhere in the 30s.
Okay. Okay, well, now we get to the biggest question of all. Let's say you had your fantasy football draft already, and you took DeMarco Murray in the first round, and you hear Glenn Macnow over here saying he's going to get 15 carries a game, and you're like, No way. Well, we'll break it down for you here. When we return to Eagles 360, it's time for our fantasy spin, the numbers you want to hear.
Give me more chips?
Fellas?
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
And that pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
We have an Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes, including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer, in charge of providing for loved ones, growing your nest egg, and protecting what matters most. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
You can't find a great doctor just anywhere.
Sure you can.
Specialists?
Yep.
Primary care?
You bet.
Jefferson Doctors?
Take a look at this.
Excellent doctors, lots of locations. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW.
Wow, that's a good number.
1-800-JEFF-NOW? It sure is.
I meant a good number of doctors.
I meant a good number for doctors.
I've got a feeling this could go on for a while.
No, it can't. You'll interrupt the announcer.
Find a Jefferson doctor. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Hi, everyone, and welcome inside the NovaCare Complex Studios for the first fantasy spin of the 2015 season. The preseason has come and gone, and now we are ready to talk fantasy football. So for that, I am joined via Skype by Joe Dolan, managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Joe, great to have you back. Hope you had a great offseason. Let's jump right into it here. We're looking at Eagles-Falcons, the Monday night opener. Which Eagle are you looking at here in week one?
You know, it's funny. With this offense and with Chip Kelly, I had this discussion with Fran Duffy from the Eagles website, and we were just talking, who should I really focus on? And we came to one conclusion. This team's going to score a lot of points. It's going to gain a lot of yards. So we're going with Sam Bradford this week. I think he's the standout Eagle. Atlanta should have improved defense with Dan Quinn there, but they're going to be playing that Seattle cover three. They're learning a new system. I think the Eagles are going to be able to attack across the middle of the field and down the field. I think it's going to be a big day for Sam Bradford. If I drafted Bradford, if I was aggressive in going and getting his upside in my fantasy drafts, I would have absolutely no problem with starting him this week.
I know some people are very high on Bradford, seen him going high in a couple of drafts. We'll see how things shake out on Monday night. Now, as for a surprise start, you're going with a wide receiver from the NFC West, a guy that Eagles fans may remember from last season, had a big game against the Eagles late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's John Brown of the Arizona Cardinals, and he's been one of my favorite mid-round receivers to draft this year, kind of the 7th, 8th, 9th round type of guy. But going up against the New Orleans Saints without cornerback Keenan Lewis, I think Carson Palmer is going to be very excited to kind of push the ball down the field. I would be very, very happy with John Brown as my number 3 receiver, maybe a flex in a deeper league, or as a cheap option in daily lineups. I think he's going to be somebody who's you're going to be able to get a lot of points for a low cost. So John Brown is one of my favorite plays of the week.
Now, as for your surprise sit, you're really going to have to explain this one, because Andrew Luck is a quarterback that a lot of people took very highly, possibly the first quarterback taken in a lot of fantasy drafts this year. Why are you skeptical about him heading into this opener?
Well, it's more of a philosophical question, and I am somebody who is very much against being the first guy in my league to take a quarterback. And I get yelled at for that. People are like, why wouldn't you take Andrew Luck? He has guaranteed points. But the same people, Alex, are asking me this week, should I sit Andrew Luck for Ryan Tannehill because Andrew Luck's going into Buffalo? Should I sit Andrew Luck for Carson Palmer? Should I sit Andrew Luck for Sam Bradford? And my point is, why'd you draft the guy in the first place? You told me there's these guaranteed points, but as you see, Andrew Luck going into Buffalo is not an appealing matchup. Buffalo beat the crap out of Aaron Rodgers in Buffalo last year. So you have to understand that when I'm telling you not to draft a quarterback early, this is the reason why. If I drafted Luck, I'm sleeping in that bet this week. I'm going to start him, understanding that it's a tough matchup. But you just got to understand that it's a weekly game, and sometimes there are better options out there even than the stud quarterbacks.
Now, Joe, a couple of other guys that you're keeping an eye on. You're looking at the running back position, specifically a pair of running backs here in the NFC East.
Yeah, Kristen Michael, who the Cowboys just acquired in a trade from the Seattle Seahawks, almost certainly is going to be third on their depth chart, might not even be active in week one, week two as he learns the system. But you can argue he's their most talented back. He's somebody, if I had a kind of a rotating bench spot, I added him to the back of my bench. One guy who I'm actually a lot higher on is Matt Jones of Washington. I think he fits what Jay Gruden wants to do in that run game. They want to run power, counter, trap. I think he fits that better than Alfred Morris. He had a better preseason than Alfred Morris. Matt Jones is a guy, if he is out there on my waiver wire, I am picking him up right now. I think there's a shot he is Washington's starting running back by midway through the season.
All right, well, that will wrap things up on the week one edition of Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Our thanks to Joe Dolan. Be sure to follow Joel at FG_Dolan on Twitter or over at FantasyGuru.com. We'll see you next week on Fantasy Spin.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
The bus.
The trolley.
Regional rail.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Broad Street line.
To my parkway.
Market Frankford line.
All night.
At Lincoln Financial, we believe you're the boss of your life, the chief life officer. In charge of creating memories, planning futures, and keeping promises. Ask your financial advisor how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future. Life, income, retirement, group benefits, and advice. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
With extra 20 checking from Santander, you can get paid $20 a month. Just direct deposit $1,500 or more and pay two bills a month with the online bill pay feature. Then you can get paid $20 a month. That's just the way it works. So what are you waiting for?
Love the Eagles? Play the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. We welcome you back to Eagles 360. Insider Dave Spadaro, Glenn Macnow joining us here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. You're through your first show. You're feeling good.
It's a pleasure.
Let's go get a smoothie.
Two bald guys doing football.
Well, yeah. I mean, I just wear my hair short, Glenn. Mine's not bald. You look good, though.
Yeah,
you look like a win. You look
got,
like you're
man.
Ready for a winning season. Glenn,
I don't know
Macnow.
About you. One bottle of shampoo a year.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
We look forward, great job, as always. And we look forward to seeing you on Thursday. We're back with Eagles 360 tomorrow. Chip Kelly in studio right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.